We talk about the mitzvah of tefillin in Parshas Bo, and the Gemara in Menachos goes into detail about why we put on tefillin on our left hand. Well, certainly if you're a righty, you put tefillin on your left hand based on two different drushes. There's one drusha that says you put it on Yodcha, that the Gemara Darshan is a weaker hand, on the weaker arm. If you're a righty, so your left hand is the weaker arm. And the second drasha, Ukshartam Uksaftam, that you go, that the same hand that a person uses to write with, he should wrap up the tefillin. So, if you're a righty, and so if you have, so if you write, usually if you're a righty, you write with your right hand. So usually there's no conflict in the drasha. Both drushas are saying, either it's the weaker arm, or because you don't, the arm you don't write on, so either way, it's your left arm. So the shaila is, what about, you know, for lefties, it's the opposite. But let's say the shaila is, let's say you write with one hand and have strength in the other hand. So then what do? So then it depends which drusha, which drusha is the ikar, and it's the machlokas tanaim in the Gemara, whether the ikar drusha is the weaker arm, or the arm, or the opposite of the arm you write with. So some, and cause, but the problem is some write with one hand and they have the strength in the other. In fact, so that seems to be, it's a machlokas rishonim, it seems to be a machlokas the Rama and the Vilna Gaon. So Rav Pam used to say, in this case, he says, when you have a machlokas in the Bavli or in the among the poskim, and it's unresolved, and it's a suffik ashako, he says, then Kabbalah could play a role in the lach, and he says, you put the tefillin on your left arm. And then, in fact, that's the minhag in many Hasidish circles, that if the child looks like he's going to be a lefty, I don't know if they do it anymore, they tied his hand behind his back to force him to become a righty, and therefore it shouldn't be a shaila. Let's say you don't live in a chassidus, so let's say lamaisa, you write with one hand and the other hand is the stronger arm, stronger hand. So post can bring down. So you should be machmir, so you should wear your tefillin first on your left arm. That seems to be my ikar adin. And then you should take his tefillin from his left hand to put him on the right hand. And you know, if you're gonna use the same pair of tefillin, just make sure that you just have to do the right adjustments that goes on your right hand. The yud's facing the body, and then you just have to wear it for a minute to be yotzei, just like people wear Rabbi Notam's tefillin. So that's that has to do with the two drushes. What is the ikar? Is the ikar the weaker arm? Is that what we determine tefillin on, or is the ikar in the ksiva? So usually, for most cases, it's the same. But for those people where they write with one hand, but their other hand is stronger, so then you have a machloka. So we seem to go, or many say you just go with the left hand. And then, if you want, you could be machmir and put your tefillin on for the right hand.